I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The Gravemeyer Award is the world's top honor for musical composition. Recipients include John Adams, Pierre Boulez, Esa-Pekka Salonen, and John Corigliano. This year, the Gravemeyer went to Chinese-born American composer Lei Liang for his orchestral work, A Thousand Mountains, A Million Streams. And in February, Lei Liang will premiere a new chamber piece in Albuquerque as part of UNM's Symposium on New Music. And he's with me now from his office at UC San Diego. Lei Liang, congratulations on the Gravemeyer Award.
Thank you. This award, I would say, first and foremost, is a surprise reward for my team. I had the extraordinary pleasure of working with a group of scientists in the past 5 years, and that started with my residency at the Qualcomm Institute here at UC San Diego, where I teach. I was appointed their composer in residence for 3 years, and I thought to myself, you know, given an opportunity like that and to be in residence at a kind of a hub for telecommunication, what can I do? I thought the best thing I could do is to become a student again. So I decided to really be in residence there, checking out my colleagues who are on the same floor, checking out their 3D printing machine, their drones, and there's a robotic zoo next to my office. And I just love getting out of the walls of my music department building and explore in the new environment. And our project really took off after that. I had an idea. I wanted to analyze traditional Chinese paintings. And I wanted to find a new way to understand them. And that would lead to a new way to sonify them, which is to hear these paintings. You know, how can you make these paintings speak to you with music, you know? And when this prize came, it was a surprise, but such a reward for what we did. I feel so proud and so grateful. And finding a new importance for what we do, you know, as a musician, sometimes I feel a little lost. You know, what can I do for this society? And that answer, I think, really lies in a new understanding of what is possible today with the science, the technology that give us a new understanding of who we are and why what we do is important.
The work that you did with this team at UC San Diego led directly to the piece of music for which you won the Gravemeyer Award. And it was inspired by, as you said, this Chinese paintings. And that led you to examination of the destruction of landscapes and cultural traditions that you see around the world. What do you think a piece of music can do to engage this conversation about this kind of destruction?
You know, how I feel about it is that this musical journey really took me to places I didn't really know before. For one thing, you know, on a technical level, on a material level, our research made it possible for me to listen to the painting. We could do hyperspectral scanning of the paintings and find out the exact materials, the chemicals and the organic materials on the painting. And we can use that and convert that into filters for sound so we could actually literally listen to what is on the painting. So that is one way that we rediscover what this painting can be for us. But it also takes us to a very spiritual place. I feel like this process made me understand and appreciate more of my home, spiritual home, my cultural home. Although this painting was painting in 1953, a lot of that cultural heritage was no longer vibrant, no longer alive when I was growing up in Beijing in the 1970s or early 80s. So this project actually took me back to my home and made me understand more of where I came from. So with all of that, you know, from the materials of the painting, the message of the painting, and what it meant to me culturally and spiritually, and how that reflects on the larger issues of the environment collapsing around us, I think of my music or this journey of creating this music as very much a love letter to the whole world.
Some listeners might be getting the impression, because of your collaboration with these high-tech academics, that your music is electronic. It is, in fact, acoustic, extremely approachable.
Thank you. I hope so. What I feel is that here we are, we're making music, and music is not just going to tickle us intellectually. You really have to speak to people in a different way, because I want to have that heart-to-heart with the audience through sounds. And it has to be a two-way street. So what the scientific discoveries and all the new technologies enable me is to kind of go in a new direction so that I could understand the materials in a different way. I can mobilize sounds in the space in a different way. Actually, I was telling myself I want to be able to paint music with sounds. But I want to come back after taking a journey and experience all of that. I think it's very important that we rediscover a new place for traditional genres and instruments. After all, you know, a violin or a piano is probably the most amazing piece of technology that we have.
Right.
I can get tired of listening to electronic sound very easily, but I cannot get over listening to beautiful piano sounds. So I want to create a piece that was informed by my research in technology. But after that experimentation, I want to return to purely acoustic instruments. So I decided to challenge myself to create a purely acoustic piece. And I loved it. It's the largest orchestra piece I've ever written. And if I think of myself as a painter with an orchestra, I can only say that I simply fell in love with it.
I want to talk a little bit about the chamber piece that is going to be premiering in Albuquerque in February. It's part of a series of yours that you began quite a few years ago called Lakescapes. And you've said in writing about this series that they're as much about silence, deep silence, as sound. What do you mean by that?
This is a personal experience I had. I once went to a Buddhist temple for meditation lessons in upstate New York. And while I was taking a stroll at night, there was beautiful moonlight, and it was early spring. And I was walking at this very quiet place, and I noticed on the surface of the water, there was a big V shape standing and moving. And it took me a little while to realize there was a beaver swimming in the lake. And it was so quiet and tranquil, and it was just a chance encounter. But for some reason, I can't remember what my Buddhist teachers were teaching me, but I cannot forget that image. It really touched me. And this is my realization, that the beaver was inscribing almost like a little signature, its movement on the surface on the water. And me as a composer is doing something that's very similar. It's facing a lake of silence. And when I make a movement, that is the sound. And it's very much like creating that V shape. So this becomes kind of a metaphor for me to think about the relationship between sound and silence in music. And by silence, I don't mean, you know, it's just quiet. I'm more thinking about the silence of the mind. Before we make sound in a piece of music, that silence before the piece starts, or that beautiful silence after a piece finishes, and our imagination is inspired by that music that we just heard, and in that silence following the music, our mind is still unfolding, something beautiful is still unfolding in our mind. And that is the kind of silence I'm looking for. And I keep writing it just because when I write this piece, I go to a place in my heart that is very dear to me. It's almost like that mirror that I'm looking for. I write this piece so that I can revisit that mirror, so I can see my image again and again, this image of an artist a musician, a composer, making sound very much like leaving a mark on the silence of the water. And that, for me, is a very essential aspect of what I do.
Could you share with us, Leigh, a little bit about how your involvement with the UNM Robb Trust Symposium came about?
Oh, sure, yes. The organizers of this festival, Peter Gilbert and Carola Obermiller, wonderful composer, and they were my classmates at Harvard years ago. And we remain friends. I've been an admirer of their music for a very long time. And it's just wonderful to be with them. And I think they're doing something very special. I have been at this festival a few years back. It was wonderful. So I can't wait to come and see them and hear the programs and interact with the other artists.
Do you have any suggestions or, dare I say, instructions to those of us who will be listening to the premiere of Lakeside Number 8? Shall we perhaps try to listen for the silence that you've been talking about?
Oh, yes. I would like the listeners, if this is possible, I do think it's possible, to think as if they're also performers of this piece. And the simplest way for them to participate is to breathe together with the musicians. You can almost think of it as kind of a polyphony of breathing. For a flute player, when she breathes out, she makes a sound. When she breathes in, she makes a silence. And perhaps we are all participating in that music making. So that would be probably the most intimate way to experience that piece.
Composer Leigh Liang, winner of the 2020 Gravemeyer Award, premieres a work for flute and percussion on February 3rd in Albuquerque. It's part of the University of New Mexico's Robb Trust Symposium on New Music. Details and more from Leigh Liang at KUNM.org. Leigh, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.